Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
I don't care where you fall in the political spectrum. This is going to be a lively debate with Jay Evenson, the opinion editor of the Deseret News. The question of the day is, should the United States still mint pennies? Pennies from heaven.
Okay, let me be totally honest. I love change. I love change in all its forms. I love the penny. I have a piggy bank I've had since I was 8 years old, Mr. Pig. And I fill up Mr. Pig every single year with pennies and nickels, dimes, quarters. And then I turn on my favorite show and I watch it and I count them out and I roll them up into little, you know, containers. And then I take them to the bank. And it's over $100 every single year. How in the world could you hate the penny, Jay?
I can't compete with Mr. Pig. But I will say, you're not circulating those pennies. And that's what the problem is in America, is nobody's circulating pennies or other small coins. We're all collecting them in jars and then going down and turning them in for money, if the banks will accept it. The Wall Street Journal had a fascinating figure, I thought. It said that we throw away about $68 million worth of coins every year.
Whoa. Throw away?
Well, we're not like, you know, tossing them into the garbage.
Sometimes I do.
Well, maybe.
I will admit. Come on, Jay.
Defacing money.
Yeah. Right. But you know, you go through a sofa cushion with a vacuum cleaner or your car, and they end up at the landfill. There's a company that actually goes through and collects these from landfills, and they collect close to $1 million a year just in
they do?
Lost coins. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think you know, sometimes I'll have them in a drawer and something will spill in that drawer and they're all stuck together. And then I'm like, I cannot save these. I cannot save these things from super glue. The other thing you mentioned in your editorial piece here in the Deseret News is, according to a simple inflation calculator app, a dollar today is worth what about a quarter was in 1979, which made me sick.
Yeah.
And then a penny today, it doesn't even register in 1979.
Right.
Your app said it's worth zero.
A good test of how valuable something is whether you would stop everything and look for it if you lost it. I don't think anybody would stop and look for a penny. The question today is, would you stop and look for a dollar if you lost it?
Yes.
You would. I'm not sure.
I would. I'll tell you what.
You
don't stop for a buck?
No.
I do. I was looking for a dollar the other day. And I was looking for a dollar the other day, and I did not give up. It must have taken 30 minutes of my Sunday to find this dollar. So what will happen? What should happen, Jay?
Well, inflation has hit the mint just like it's hit everybody. So now the latest figures I had were, it takes about 2.7 cents to mint one penny and about 10.4 cents to mint a nickel.
Oh, stop.
So, but they are, the counter argument to that is, well, they circulate in the economy and they buy much more than a penny's worth or much more than a nickel's worth. But that would be true if we're circulating them. We're not. The Pew Research Group did a poll and found that 41% of American adults go through a typical week without spending cash once. And that number has been growing quite a bit lately. And so it's a lot easier to use our credit cards. And the coins that we have are kind of seen as a nuisance. We need them to give kids, well, I don't know what the going rate now is for the Tooth Fairy. It's probably $20. But, you know, we...
He's not wrong.
Yikes.
So the question is, and the penny is so much a part of our culture, you know, penny for your thoughts and pennies from heaven.
It's a lucky penny when you pick it up. And I love finding a penny next to my car when I'm walking to the parking lot. I'm like, I'm going to have good luck all day.
You pick up a penny from the parking lot?
I totally do.
And you're wondering why you were sick next week? Like, that thing is absolute poison.
It's loaded with germs.
Jeez. Crazy person.
But the reality is, we still have these things.
We do. And the counter argument is that people say, well, if you took away the penny and the nickel, then all the prices would be rounded up and we would end up paying more for things than we are now. And it would take away a real sales pitch. You know, everything is always, oh, only $9.99. Well, you couldn't do that if you didn't have pennies. You can still do it with credit cards. It's just a number, right? But we are spending a lot of money every year in minting pennies and nickels.
Well, and think of how many times you'll go to the store, go to the restaurant, and they'll say, do you want to round up to the nearest dollar and donate to this charity or that charity, whatever it might be? Or I have an Acorns app that does the same thing, that invests that money.
For you.
For me.
Into savings.
Yeah, into a savings. So it would be a very interesting thing to kind of start thinking, are we going to just start rounding everything to the nearest nickel? And then once the nickel becomes, well, the nickel is already the penny because it costs 10 cents to produce. Where do we stop? Because right now, I agree, the penny is worthless.
And are we becoming a cashless society kind of by default? And to some extent, yes. Now, there's a lawsuit that we reported on a couple weeks ago has been filed against the National Park Service because they no longer will accept cash at the entrance to national parks. But the other side of that, National Park Service, is we're spending tens of thousands of dollars transporting money to the nearest bank that will take these coins every year. Yeah. It's costing us a lot.
Have you either of you ever been the till person at a job where you got to take the money out of the till? Oh, I was a bank teller for about a year, and then I worked at a retail store that I was responsible for the till, and that was the worst part of the job. Walking the money from the cash register in a locked bag that was huge and so obvious down to the bank and depositing it in the night deposit box was just, I didn't like that part of my job. I wouldn't mind working retail now, you know, because I'm assuming that that is not a huge part of the job anymore.
Right. And that sounds like a dangerous
job. I did. I was like 19 years old, too. I was 18 when I was a bank teller.
So the Mint is trying to deal with the rise in costs. And there's been some talk of changing the material that we make pennies and nickels out of to something cheaper. I don't know if that's the answer or not, but there are pressures on the Mint now with costs so high.
One thing I learned in Europe, they love coins there instead of paper money, but they'll have like a $10 or $15, $20 coin. And it's part that everyone's got a coin purse. And so carrying around pennies, nickels, dimes, dollars, that's their wallet.
That's so much weight to carry in your pocket.
Oh, totally is.
And we used to do that and never think about it. But now, I mean, we don't deal. I feel sorry for the panhandlers who ask for coins because nobody has them anymore.
Well, yeah. I mean, I barely found a buck the other day to get to my daughter. She needed money for the work kitty for lunch. It's
like, $1 doesn't buy anything, Deb.
No, there was another $20 already on the counter, and I needed one more dollar.
$21.
And I finally found it in my glove compartment. So tenacity pays off. You can give me a penny for that, Jay.
If I find one.
Check out Jay's piece. You can always check him out at Deseret.com. Thanks so much, Jay, for joining us. Straight ahead, Dave, I want to pick your brain. You think we should get rid of the cash?
It's already happening.
What?
It is. My kids, they hate cash. In fact, they get birthday money. I'll tell you what I have to do immediately.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Looking at this article right now. It's a personal finance article. Dave just sent it to me from across the desk. It's on fool.com. FOOL.com. Did you see
the Motley Fool? Yeah, that's awesome.
It is Motley Fool. Love it. The reasons for using cash, the main argument for using cash is you spend less money. You spend less money because you can see it leaving your hands. But Dave is making a pitch to go all cashless after we just wrapped up a conversation with Jay Evenson of the Deseret News talking about pennies and how pennies are basically worthless right now. So give us your best pitch for a cashless society, Dave.
Number one, your kids hate cash. You just got to do it for the children, folks. They do not like when you give them cash. They don't know what to do with it because it's clumsy. It's not how they use it. It's not how they, if their friend buys the pizza, they don't reach into their wallet, pull out $4.37 and hand it to their friend. That is not what they do. They Venmo it. It is the new standard. And if that's what our kids are doing, they're not going backwards. Their kids are not all of a sudden going to start demanding, bring back the cash. So we can either be early adopters or late adopters.
We're late already. When you said that, when you brought up that example about reaching into your wallet and grabbing, you know, $4 and you said 37 cents to split the pizza with your buddy, I started to get a little anxiety because I think about all of the years that we've split the tab at the restaurant and everybody pitches in. And usually somebody ends up giving a lot more. Right? They end up giving
up
because nobody's got the change for it.
Yep.
And so I have loved this newfangled invention called Venmo. Because if I don't carry cash, then I can't hand somebody, you know, $25 for the $5 meal that I had. And I never get any of the change back from, you know, the $5 plus
yes.
the tip. So I can see where you're going with this. Go
it
on.
It saves you money. That's the big shocker for me. Is it actually saves you money. The example you used is a perfect example. You're like, all I got is a 10. Yeah. You give it to them. You're not asking your buddy for change, right? They're just going to be like, oh, whatever. I don't have any change. When it's digital, you will send them $4.37. Exactly.
Makes it easier.
Instead of rounding it up. So in the long term, I think it really saves you money too.
It saves you money and it saves friendships.
It does.
Because I have unfriended people in real life who have done me dirty with the dinner tab. You know, and we all have those friends.
Okay.
You know, totally take advantage
of
you.
How did it go down? How does it typically go down?
It typically goes down that you're the one that leaves all the cash and you expect to get everybody else putting in to the, you know, the pool or yeah. sending you the, you know, giving you the money. Or back in the day, it was like, write me a check.
Yeah.
You know, but I have walked away from dinner and gone, you know, I really got dimed big time. was that a setup? You know, and then you have the friends that do it frequently.
Consistently, yeah.
But we're going down a path that I should be in front of a therapist for. Let's just get back to why Dave hates cash.
There's a couple different things. Now, I have been a cash guy for a long time. I save a lot of money because I have a hard time taking that $20, handing it over to somebody, and paying for something. So it does, I hoard it a little bit. I'm a little Smaug the Dragon when it comes to my cash. Like, I'm not giving up my money, my hoard very easily. I swipe the card way easier. So I accept it. Folks, you're right. I spend less money with cash. But here's a couple of things that you may want to take into account. You're missing out on opportunities for rewards. Mm-hmm. So many of these cards, whether it's a credit card, they have cashback rewards. So you're missing out on rewards if you're still married to cash. If you have to get cash, how do you do it? ATM.
Yeah.
ATM fees. Boom.
I don't have any ATM fees.
Yeah. If you're driving right past your bank that you use,
right.
But if you have the audacity to travel outside of your circle.
Right. It is like $3.50.
Oh yeah. And it's oftentimes it's like $3.50 each way. It's like your bank's going to charge you $3.50.
Yeah.
They're going to charge you $3.50. This one should resonate with you. This one probably speaks to your soul more than anything else because I know you love to dispute a transaction. You cannot dispute a transaction if you pay in cash.
That's right. And I've gone a little bit opposite on this, Dave. I've decided to keep my mouth shut. I know that's shocking, but I had this happen at the grocery store twice in a row. They upcharged me for something that was on sale. And it was like 50 cents, you know, less. Or 50 cents. They charged me 50 cents more. And I didn't dispute that one. But a week or so earlier, I went and I got some frozen yogurt bars for my daughter because she loves that for a snack. So I went, and those were supposed to be $1.50, and they charged me $6, and I didn't say anything.
Oh, I go back for that for sure.
I know.
Yeah, no. I call the manager over. Like, can I speak to your manager, please?
I was kicking myself. But what was so weird about it is a couple of months earlier, I was in line at that same doggone grocery store. And a woman in front of me was getting carted for buying a sparkling water. Carted, like her, they were.
A sparkling spiked water?
No, it wasn't. They didn't sell them.
A hard water?
No, it wasn't. It was just a, it was like whatever that sparkling water is. I've bought it a million times. There's no
alcohol. Yeah, it's called White Claw.
But yeah, no. But I stood up for her. I stood up for her.
It doesn't cost that.
Why are you asking for her ID for sparkling water with zero alcohol? And that's weird that I did not, I did not call the manager over for the extra $4 they charged me.
Another reason why you're going to want to go fully digital is because the programs are getting better. For example, my son just turned 14. We're going to get him a bank account. That's typically what we do for 14. You get the debit card. Mm-hmm. We set you up, Throw a few dollars in there. But what I did is I actually set it up through Venmo. Now has a debit card. It has a credit card. It has all these things. And instead of going through a bank, we went and set it up through the app that everyone uses to pay for stuff. So we don't have him in a bank. And that's the first child that is not in a bank.
That's great. And that's exciting for him. You have to let me know how it goes. How will he get cash out of the ATM, though, if everything's in Venmo? Have you talked to him about that? Like, I'm getting nervous.
There's
for him
no
now.
Cash. There's no cash in his future. You got to lean into it, buddy.
Dave's pitch for a full-on cashless America. So thank you.
I didn't want to just get rid of pennies. I want to get rid of all of it.
Straight ahead, the U.S. Senate is expected to finalize the $95 billion war aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and then also aid for Taiwan. Boyd's in studio next to give us the latest on the developments back in D.C. on this.